Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you, class, for being with us today. I received an email, and I was hoping to address it tomorrow, but it's not going to work out. I thought I was going to be solo tomorrow talking about tips from the book, and I was going to talk about this question. But I want to let you know that Ricky Rocket contacted me, and he's going to be with us tomorrow. So Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I'm looking forward to spending a couple hours with him on the air tomorrow. So it'd be great to have Ricky back. The question that I received from one of our class, which I'll address, in the days to come in more detail, and probably next week, is about farming. And this is something that Gwyneth and I are keenly aware of. And the question was, on the surface, it seemed quite simple, but it's not. And here's why. So it was, can you contrast, our student in class was having a discussion about hay versus raising cows. And what that means is it better, this is my interpretation of the question, is it better to have a farm that and just raise the grass, cut the grass, ted the grass, rake the grass, bale the grass, and sell the hay, as compared to doing all that and raising cows? And the reason that you bale hay is so that you can have enough feed to winter the cows if you want to keep a herd. Now, some people don't do that. Some people will buy calves, they'll run them on their grass, fatten them up a little bit, and sell them before they have to carry them through the winter. We don't do that. We keep our animals. And we sell them as necessary to pay for the farm. But our plan is to keep them, build the herd, and not just sell them when the time gets tough, like the winter. Okay. So raising animals adds a whole bunch of complexity to just raising grass and cutting and baling and stacking, hay. You don't really have to worry about the hay. You can sell it. Yeah, it degrades over time, but it's not a life and death business. Raising cows and raising animals is a life and death business. And that in a nutshell can probably explain why Gwyneth thinks and acts the way she does, and why I think and act the way I do, and the rest of the Fennelli family acts the way we do, because we are on the edge of life and death 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all the time. We're keenly aware of the weather conditions. We're keenly aware of prices. We're keenly aware of fuel shortages, fuel prices, fuel availability. We're keenly aware of what it takes to survive, and we plan accordingly. So that kind of makes us who we are and why we do what we do, because literally, we are on the edge of life and death 24 hours a day. That's why we pay attention. That's why we look up, we look down, we look left, we look right, we look forward, we look backward. We look every direction. And we know that there are pitfalls and potholes and traps and perils all around us. And we try everything we can to implement mini-max regret. which is minimize our maximum regret. And what is that? Well, it keeps changing. There are all kinds of maximum regrets that we could have if we allow ourselves to fall in these potholes. You know, when the road is rough, we drive more slowly so we don't break the vehicles that, or the tractors or the equipment that we're operating. That's what we do because we know how hard it is to fix it because we've been there. We've done that. We've had those experiences. Gwyneth, do you think that explains in a nutshell why we are who we are from an experiential level? Do you think it does?
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with what you're saying, especially about life and death. And because the thing is, as a farmer who has any sort of animal, you have to deal with life and death. And one of the most beautiful things on the farm, I think, is watching the birth of baby animals. I never ever tire of that, you know. Whether it's chicks hatching or, you know, if we have puppies get born or whatever, but it's a miracle to see that little life emerge into being and then to watch it grow up, you know, into its adult form and then go on to breed itself. And you get to know individuals within your community of animals. Like, for example, recently I had a problem. I was down to one chicken. And this one chicken was a girl chicken. But I knew that she was a good mother and she was the cleverest of all our chickens. So what I did was I recently rebuilt and reinforced our chicken run. And I, you know, kept my ear to the ground and I came across some day-old chicks. And so I bought this clutch of day-old chicks and, you know, I put them one evening underneath the mother hen and she adopted them. And she's been raising them ever since. And they are now 12 weeks old. We had a few casualties along the way, but, you know, that's life. But the majority of the chicks survived, and I know all of these baby chicks, which are now 12 weeks old. I watched them grow up from day old right through to their present age, and they don't have names, but I see them all as being individuals, and it's been a very great joy to see them grow and develop. And even the fact that one or two of them, it's now apparent that they are going to be roosters. That's a very good thing, and I'm very, very happy about that. Some people don't like roosters, but if you've got a rooster and you've got at least one hen that's not related to that rooster, you can have more baby chicks. You can breed them. You know, and I've raised many, many litters of baby chicks around here. And, you know, it's really beautiful. But then you get the other end of the spectrum as well, which is death. And, you know, sometimes we have a problem with our hens, and I've even had to, in the past, euthanize whole flocks, mostly because the flock got into the habit of egg eating. Now, that's not a problem anymore because I changed the management system and I changed... it was actually former battery hens that were doing this, and they went and they taught the rest of my hens to do it. So I had to cull the whole flock. And that was a sad day. And it's not something that I like to do, but this is what chicken farmers have to do from time to time. But, you know, sometimes I just have too many roosters. And so instead of putting the roosters up for sale, I decided I'm going to have a roast dinner. And so I'll go out and I'll pick out a nice-looking rooster, and that nice-looking rooster will end up in the cooking pot. And that's the thing of being a chicken farmer. And that's the joy of being a chicken farmer, because I love home-raised roast chicken. It's far different. It's unimaginably different to anything that you could ever get from the supermarket. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it absolutely does. And even something as simple as free-range eggs. You know, in the good old days, I went to Sam's Club and I was looking at free-range eggs. Now, free-range eggs are raised from chickens that can walk around and eat bugs, and they can eat grass, and they can eat what they find in nature, and they're not caged into a small factory. So they can walk around, and if you provide them a place for a nest, they'll lay the eggs in the nest. And that's what we do. So we have a chicken pen, if you want to call it that. It's got chain link around it. It's got a roof on it, and it has a hen nest with about, let's say 12 compartments where the chickens can lay their eggs. So they'll put them in that hen nest for us, which is kind of nice. It's raised off the ground, so they fly up into it, and it's about chest level for us. And I checked the price of the eggs that we raise at Sam's Club, and they were about $6 a dozen. That's
wow.
When you could buy white farm factory eggs for 38 cents a dozen at Aldi. 38 cents a dozen at Aldi, which is the lowest price around at that time. And $6 a dozen for the free-range eggs, the brown ones, like we raise. Now, at first, when we had our very first chickens, looking at a brown egg, it was kind of weird. It seemed kind of, what's wrong with this egg? Well, after you have brown eggs and they have dark yellow yolks, and you look at these anemic white eggs, You won't want to go back to the white eggs, because they look like the marketing department had worked on them. Okay, they've taken the strength out of them. they've made them look great, you know, nice, pure, perfect white, but substandard in every other respect. So you won't want to go back, but at $6 a dozen. That seems like a lot of money compared to 38 cents a dozen. I have no idea what eggs cost now, because we haven't bought them in a long time, really, because we have plenty of eggs. But that requires planning. That requires feed for the chickens. That requires scratch for the chickens. And that was something that I wanted to bring up sometime, you know, in the last couple of weeks. I wanted to mention this. So we bought some feed months ago for the chickens, and I decided to try cracked corn. Okay, so this is nothing more than hard corn, kind of put through a grinder of some kind. So it's more coarse than coffee grounds, but less than whole kernel corn. So it's more than it's about the size of a split pea, maybe a little bit smaller. The chickens won't eat it. So what I did was I bought a couple bags of this to try it, 50-pound sacks of it, and I mixed it with the chicken scratch, and I mixed it with the layer formula, which has the protein and the calcium, etc., vitamins and minerals, and then they get the grass too. So I just supplement what they find in nature when they get really hungry, and they absolutely positively will kick that corn out of the feed trough, and they will not eat it no matter what. They'll be starving and they still won't eat it. So there's something wrong with it. And that's what's being fed to chickens. Not our chickens. We brought them.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Gwyneth, I was thinking this morning about our lifestyle, yours, ours, those who have chosen to do what we do. And it's not it doesn't happen overnight. So for those who are saying, boy, what, the world's in a mess, and I want to, you know, I want to do what you guys do. Well, it took me 68 years to get here. And it took Gwyneth about two-thirds of that time to get here. And I was thinking about, we're buying some wood. Now, we can buy scraps of wood, and we get bundles of it. And let's say we can get 1,000 or 2,000 pounds per bundle, and we can load it on our trailer. I want to do that. I want to do that because I think supplies of everything are going to be hard to get. So I'd rather have it than not have it. So we have an agreement. We just made that agreement this morning, and we're going to go pick up our wood. We're going to get probably, I don't know, somewhere around 10 to 20 tons of wood. And we also have the wood that has fallen down from the trees, which we can cut up. But believe it or not, it's less expensive for us to buy scraps of wood and cut them up into lengths that will fit in our outdoor wood stove than it is to buy new chains and new saws because we wear them out. So, believe it or not, we can buy a bundle of wood for less than we can buy a chain for a chainsaw.
Wow.
So, it makes a lot of sense for us to buy the wood, okay? Because nobody wants it. You know, it's too hard. It's way too hard to cut the wood, to stack it, to move it, to cut it, to put it in a wood stove, you know, a couple times a day, 2-3 times a day, depending on the temperature outside. You know, the colder it is, the more wood we burn. It's way too hard. And for most people, they'd rather just turn that thermostat up or down and, you know, send the check or pay the bill or get the government to pay the bill. Well, when we want heat, it's real easy. All we have to do is find the wood, go to the wood, cut the wood, put the wood on a trailer, bring the trailer over to the wood stove, stack the wood so that we can use it, cover the wood so it doesn't get wet when it rains, and then load the wood into the fire as we need it. And then when we have the ash, shovel the ash out into a pile. And then once we have a big pile, then we need to spread that pile of ash around the farm. So that's all we have to do. And how much? Oh, I don't know. Let's say seven tons a year, okay, of wood. So it's a family affair. It really is. We all get involved, and we'll spend an afternoon cutting and stacking wood in a trailer. And when we're all done, we have maybe a week's worth of wood, maybe. Right? And that's four of us for half a day. So 2 man days for a week's worth of heat. And but that's what we do. Now, when Gwyneth wants to have a cup of tea, she makes sure she has a fire in the wood stove. And she, you know, she has to plan that, oh, I don't know, an hour before she wants that cup of tea. It's not as simple as turning on the faucet and putting a cup of water in a tea bag in the microwave and hitting start. And then 1 minute later, you're all done. It's not like that. So our lifestyle is completely different. And because our lifestyle is completely different, we think about all the things that can go wrong. Because we've seen them go wrong over and over and over again. Okay? So for those of you who have a microwave oven and you like to have a cup of tea, and you just put that cup in there, what happens if that microwave oven breaks? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Do you have another one? Do you know how to fix it? Do you? Well, I'll tell you what I did. I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, you know, as times get worse and worse and worse, you know, we're going to say, yeah, microwaves are really dangerous, but it's even more dangerous not to eat. So some people might want to buy a spare microwave oven while you can still get one. Now, I know we're not crazy about the Chinese, right, because of what they've done to the world with the weaponized COVID-19 virus. But they're the only guys that make microwave ovens. So if you want one, you ought to darn well get it. Like right now. I mean, I don't really want to spend any more money with the Chinese than I have to. But it's already made. It's already in the supply chain. And if you need one, you might want to consider getting one. But get a darn good one. Because they're all junky. But get the best of the junky ones. And I think you might find that Panasonic is a way to go. Look at the reviews. They're all lousy. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Presumptive Democratic nominee for the White House, Joe Biden, selects California Senator Kamala Harris yesterday to be his running mate. And today, former National Security Advisor Susan Rice, who was also on his list, weighs in on his choice.
I'm very confident that the Biden-Harris ticket will be a winning one, which is what our country so needs right now. We have so much work to do to put our country back on track to recover from this pandemic.
Rice spoke on NBC's Today Show this morning. Police are searching for a suspect in a shooting at a hospital in Louisiana. Reports are the shooter, identified as 41-year-old Taniel Cole, is still inside St. Mary's Medical Center in Shreveport. Police say at least one person is hurt, but they have non-life-threatening injuries. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Authorities now identifying the suspect believed to have been involved with an incident that interrupted President Trump's briefing on Monday afternoon. 51-year-old Myron Berryman was shot in the chest by a Secret Service officer near the White House. He had told the agent, according to the Secret Service, that he had a weapon and ran towards him like he was going to fire. TikTok may have been tracking Android users for over a year. The Wall Street Journal is reporting the app tracked Mac addresses, even if users changed their security settings. The report shows the app logged information for at least 15 months, but it stopped doing so since its most recent update in November. TikTok was apparently able to get around Google's policy by adding extra levels of encryption. Hershey's Halloween candy will not have the festive wrapping on it that it normally does. But Hershey's global chief of sales says they're still going to roll out their candy displays even earlier than normal this year in hopes of increasing Halloween sales. The change in wrapping is because they're not sure how popular trick-or-treating is going to be as the pandemic continues, as many families might have smaller gatherings and may not let their kids go door-to-door. You can find us online anytime. Yes, you don't have to go to a door. Just find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume.
USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth, an interesting note. I've been encouraged by some people close to us. I'm talking about instructors, people that are the closest. Some of the people that are the closest in my world are some of the instructors. And we have a few close friends locally who are not instructors. But I've been encouraged to have fun, you know. We're getting toward the end of the good old days. And I've been encouraged to, you know, have fun and travel and enjoy life and things like that. And my response keeps, I keep coming up with the same response. And that is, I'm doing exactly what I want to do. even though it's hard work, even though it's nonstop, even though the items on my to-do list are greater than I can accomplish, I'm doing exactly what I want to do. I don't have any desire to travel. I don't have any desire to go to Europe or Asia or Africa or South America. I don't have any desire to go to the movies. I don't have any desire to go to a theme park. I don't have any desire to take a ride in a hot air balloon. I don't have any desire to do any of those kind of things. I do like just what I do. Even though it's hard work, even though it's long, even though I can never finish it, even though I get banged up and hurt doing what I do, I have no desire to do anything else. I think, I'm enjoying my hobby, my two hobbies. One is 2 hours in the morning behind the microphone. I enjoy being on the air with our closest and dearest friends. I enjoy the farm life. And I don't have any desire to do anything else. Gwyneth, is that different or is that the same for you?
Okay. When I was coming back from my grocery shopping trip and my friend was driving up my driveway, I said something to him. I turned around and I said, "Gosh, it's good to be home." I hate going out. And the deeper this insanity goes, the more I enjoy being where I am, you know. And from time to time I get in touch with people who have land around here who don't have the joy of being here, and I say to them, "You've got to get out here, you know. It's so much better out here than what it is anywhere else, you know. You've got your land. You get to know your land is the thing. There's not much about this land now after being here for 7 years, almost, you know, 7.5 years, that I don't know. And to have that kind of relationship with your land, for me, is an absolute joy. And, you know, I was saying to my son, I was saying, you know, when I was younger, I was at college, I was at Melbourne University, and I had the choice of doing environmental science and doing anatomy. I could have done either. I would have been really good at either. And I chose environmental science instead of doing anatomy. And so because of that, I'm now a farmer instead of a surgeon. But I would have been an excellent surgeon. You know, maybe I never would have become a medical doctor, but I would have been a very good surgeon. But I, you know, as a part of that, you get to know, I wouldn't live any other life, really. Even though I would probably be a good surgeon, I would probably still want to have a farm as well, you know, because it is a joy to be so connected to the land. I don't want to do anything else. I don't want to go and see the mouse. I don't want to go and see the sea. I don't want to go to any resorts or anything like that. And to not be able to get there for me is really no big deal. I don't even want to go into town and get groceries. And that's just how it is, especially not after today. And seeing the insanity where everybody's just caving to this whole mask thing. When I know that it's completely, you know, it's detrimental. This is it. You can't expose to people because they just fold. They just fold to whatever the latest thing is that the radio and the television and the internet tell them. They don't think. And it irritates me. It annoys me endlessly, you know, that people don't do their own research. Does that make sense, Vincent?
That's too hard. It's too hard to do their own research.
It's too hard to do your own research. You're absolutely right.
Well, you know? I was talking with one of our instructors yesterday, and we were talking about other broadcasts. And there's a guy on the radio. He's very well respected, and he does a recap of the news. And he'll spend an hour or so recapping the items in the news, and I know this guy. I mean, I know the guy who does it. He's been on the air with me right here at USA Prepares. And I said to our other instructor, whom I was on the phone with, that I don't listen to the radio. And I can read the news myself faster. I can read it faster. I can draw my own conclusions. And I really don't need another broadcaster doing my work for me. I don't want that. I don't want other people to do work for me. And the reason I can answer questions, you know, when people ask me about cars, the reason I can answer these questions is because I actually do it. Now, that's, if you contrast that with the IBM salesperson of, you know, the good old days, I'm talking about a couple decades ago, when IBM would send their salesperson out to make a big sale on a, you know, mainframe type computer, the customer would have a bunch of questions. And the salesperson would write them down and say, okay, yep, I got that one, I got that one, I don't have any answers for you, but I've got your questions written down, and I'll go back and I'll get our team to get you the answers. Well, it's not like that for me. I don't want to have a team that does my research for me. I don't want to have a producer who writes notes for me so that I can just be a talking head on the radio. I want to know. And if I don't know, I will know. Because I don't want to be a parrot, a talking head. I want to know the answers. And that's who all of us here at USA Prepares are. All of us do our own research, and we come to our own conclusions, and we talk about what we learned, what we experienced, what we saw, what we did, what the answer is, what the reaction was, and how to do it better. That's what we do. So we are not, and that's what farming is. And by the way, farmers, there's something wrong with farmers, and that is most farmers do not share information. Most farmers say, well, you know, Vinny, that's a really dopey way of doing it. Because if you did it this other way, it would be faster, you would use less fuel. They would never tell me. No farmer has ever said, hey, Vinny, I got a great idea. I saw what you were doing out in the field. I saw how you were working so hard. I saw how you were sweating. You know, that's not so smart. There's a much better way of doing it. No farmer has ever helped me with a better, faster, smarter way of doing anything. Never. What's the secret? I don't know why they're like that, but they are. Is it like that in Australia, Gwyneth? Have you ever had someone come up to you and say, Gwyneth, what's the matter with you? Why are you doing it that way?
One farmer has said that to me, mm-hmm. and that was my friend Nick the Spartan. I've mm-hmm. told you about Nick the Spartan a number of times privately,
yes.
but he was a goat farmer. He was a Greek, actually came from Sparta. And I love the Spartan people. They're just so great. They are of like mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they are what they always were. But you know something? He would say to me, he had a famous saying, which apparently is a famous saying in Greece. In Greek, I learned what it was in Greek. It's Chikani, which means, what you doing? And it's a greeting, but it's also like, what are you doing? Why are you doing it that way? You know? And he would say that. He would say, in English, what you doing? What are you doing? Do you do it this way? You'd be better. This is how you do it. And I learned so much from Nick the Spartan, you know, the Greek goat farmer. And he was the one who taught me how to farm prickly pear cactuses. And he showed me the quick way to do it. Which is, and here's a tip, if anyone wants to grow a Nepal cactus, if you look on the internet of how to set up a Nepal farm, okay, they'll show you planting individual petals. But Nick said, no, you don't do it that way. You plant a whole branch. If you plant a whole branch, that cactus will bear fruit a year or two before the cactus that's planted from a single petal. Maybe, you know, even 3 years before. Because it will send down roots just as quickly and just as easily as if you plant an individual petal. And you know something? I don't plant individual petals anymore. Except to, you know, if I want to raise some prickly pears to sell, then I'll plant them, then I'll cut individual petals and I'll send them out because it's easier to post out an individual petal than it is to post out a whole branch. But when it comes to for myself, I chop a branch off an existing large prickly pear plant, and I will take it across to where I want to plant it, and I'll plant it somewhere else. You know, I'll dig a hole, and I'll do it like Nick the Spartan showed me to, you know. And but this is it. Hardly anybody does that. He's the only farmer that I have had contact with that has, you know, that has actually been generous with his information on everything from looking after goats to, you know, looking after dogs, growing cactuses, growing vegetables, and a whole lot of things. And some of his techniques I've adopted. Some of them were not right for here, but they were fine at his place, you know. But some of them have led on to techniques that I've developed myself, you know. And this is it. And I, you know, I hope that I can share something of what I know with the class, because there's certainly not many people out there who are willing to do it. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and it's what I've experienced here. You found one person, which is wonderful, and he was a close friend of yours, and maybe that's part of it. But around here and in Virginia, we have never had anybody help us. We've had to do our own research. And, you know, we've made our own mistakes, and we've learned from them, and we try not to make the same mistake, you know, more than once. And that's one of the things that we share on this broadcast, you know, how to do things better, faster. But, and it's exactly the opposite of what we found most people around us here and in Virginia who are farmers. They are not willing to share. And it's almost as if every farmer feels that he or she is in direct competition with every other farmer. Okay? So you can't let that other guy across the road get ahead because he's going to take from you. At least that's the idiotic feeling that they have. Now instead, what they could do is cooperate with each other and work together, and everybody would do better. It would raise everybody up. But nope, we have to slug it out and fight it out and not help each other. And that's where we are with America. We have forgotten how to work collectively for the benefit of all. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and she's in Australia. She lives on a farm. She lives in a mud brick farmhouse, and she takes care of it herself. And she raises animals. She pumps her own water. She has an off-grid system. She has a solar array. She has an inverter and a battery bank, and that provides the electricity when the sun is shining. Otherwise, there's no electricity. And so she does it the hard way, but she does it the way she wants. And she has learned everything that she needed to know so far to survive. And yesterday, Gwyneth, I said this, and I've been trying to tell our class that as we go forward, there's going to be nobody to call. You're going to have to figure it out for yourself. You're going to have to learn how to do it. And so our son and I... replaced, mostly our son, replaced a spring, a coil spring on the front of an all-wheel drive car. Okay? The car is about 20 years old. The coil spring broke, and part of it just went off on the side of the road somewhere. And so the car came down, you know, a couple inches in one corner of the front. So we wanted to put a replacement spring in. So we found the springs, and the springs were between $60 and $70 for two of them. So roughly the cost of one of those springs is $35, delivered. Okay. So the part is $35. We bought two of them because we didn't know if we were going to replace both sides. We didn't know if they were the same tension, and we didn't know if one end of the car would sit lower than the other when we replaced just one spring. So we bought two of them. Because the shipping for two of them was the same as the shipping for one. Okay, so the bottom line is we spent about a day putting a spring in. We've never done this exact kind of replacement before on this kind of vehicle. So it was, the learning curve was there, and it is extremely dangerous. I mean, this spring will support 1,000 pounds easily. Okay, so when you compress it, it will take off. If you're not careful, and it lets go, I mean, it can kill you, for sure. So it's the kind of thing you want to be very careful about. So I looked up, what would this cost to have a shop do it? Now, this is on a car that is absolutely worth no more than $4,000. So the whole car, that's with four tires, steering wheel, seats, air conditioning, windows, doors, the whole car, engine, transmission, rear drive, everything is worth $4,000. It's 20 years old, roughly. The cost to have a dealer replace this one spring is $6,400 to $12,700.
Wow.
Now, the whole point of this is that would anybody spend that much money to fix that car, that otherwise perfectly good car? You know, everything else probably works. Would anybody spend between $6,400 and $12,700 to replace a spring? The answer is you got to be out of your mind to do that. And the reason that shops can charge that much is people don't know how to do it. Now, we figured it out. Other people can figure it out. Now, we bought a tool a long time ago to do this because we thought this is something that we're going to need to do. And the tool was probably, I'm trying to remember, I don't know exactly, but less than $100 for the tool. Now, I don't like spending $100 for a tool that only has one purpose, you know, compressing coil springs on cars. But we bought one, and we bought a top-of-the-line, real heavy-duty one that could be used for lots of springs. And so here we used it, and we saved ourselves, I don't know, $6,000. Or more. So the bottom line is, class, and I don't mean to belabor the car thing and repairing cars, but if you don't know how to do things for yourself, you're going to be eaten alive with costs, and you will not be able to survive because it costs too much. You know, it costs, we have a friend of the family who wanted to have a fan changed, you know, from one fan in the ceiling to another fan. Now, this isn't, you know, high in the air, 20 feet up. It's only an 8-foot ceiling. Okay? So you could literally stand on the bed because the fan is over the bed and just reach up there and take the fan down. So the big box store, you know, they'll send their guys out and their gals out. And it's about $200 to $300 to replace a fan. Now, that doesn't include the fan. That just means taking the one that you've got hanging there down and hooking up the one that you want there that you already own. It's just the labor, $200 to $300 for a 45-minute job. Does that make any sense? Not in my world, because that $200 to $300 is really hard to get. I got to raise a cow for a year to get that much money. So, Gwyneth, what I'm trying to say is you have to learn how to do it yourself. Any comments about that? What are your thoughts, real quickly?
Yeah, I absolutely agree that there's nobody to call around here. If I want to get something done, I've got to basically figure out how to do it myself, usually. Yeah, I can hear music. I think this is the end of the broadcast, isn't it?
Yep. You either have to figure out how to do it yourself, or every once in a while, not very often, Gwyneth might ask me my opinion. Not very often, but once in a while. Gwyneth, thank you so much for sharing your wealth of knowledge, being with us, staying up late, and trying to educate those who have ears to listen and minds that are inclined to learn. Thank you so much.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.